What's up, Glow Gang? I'm your host, Jacqueline Sun. This is where we have deep analytical and emotional conversations about figuring out how to align more with our soul's true purpose. Man, all the retrogrades in the sky right now are just making me feel absolutely crazy and exhausted, and I'm sure a lot of you are also going through something similar. I was literally reading this post, I was watching on TikTok, and the comments, someone was saying they feel like they are permanently PMSing. And I was like, that is literally me right now. Like, it's my body just feels so whack. And my period is late, which, you know, I've told you guys, that's an experience I've had all throughout my life, just irregular periods. But this time feels very, very much prolonged. Someone else was saying they've just been like crying all the time. And, you know, it's the energy in the sky right now. It's the stars. And today I just wanted to talk to you guys about healing two sides of the same coin. This is something that's very much been on my mind lately, and I was thinking about how before I was very much on the side of healing, where I needed to choose myself, where I needed to learn how to set boundaries, I needed to walk away from situations that weren't serving me. And I feel like this is what they call the villain era, you know, where you decide that you're not taking shit from anyone because you're putting yourself first. And I feel like I took this to an extreme. You know, in the last episode, I was sharing with you how I feel like in my life, it's taken me to experience both sides of the extreme to learn certain lessons, to find my balance. And I feel like I entered this quote unquote villain era, especially when I first left the unhealthy long-term relationship that I was in. But then I'm seeing now that this point was when I first started to overcome people pleasing, and I feel like I was cutting off people, you know, at the first sign of conflict. After this, I was deciding that the other person in a relationship couldn't meet my needs without first having a conversation. And I saw myself, you know, demanding for things in a relationship instead of discussing. And I can see now that being in that state is still an unhealed version of myself, because I wasn't trusting. My subconscious mind, my body was still in this state of protection. And when you don't feel safe, you know, you can't really truly let your guards down. I read this post on Instagram that I thought described this very much. It's by Haley Page McGee. I read to you some of her posts before. I feel like she just has really great posts about overcoming people pleasing. So in this one, it says, many recovering people pleasers have a history of cutting off salvageable relationships because when a resentment arose, the idea of cutting someone out was less scary than the idea of having an honest conversation about our feelings. By learning to communicate our grievances and express our needs, we can sustain our relationships through inevitable moments of discomfort and hurt. And this is such a still quite a new concept to me, because I think this is a very challenging thing to learn, especially as someone who has mostly only experienced unhealthy relationships in the past, you know, toxic relationships. And that was all I saw in my upbringing. And I wasn't given the tools to, you know, have proper communication, healthy communication in a relationship. And I'm seeing now, especially with the North Node transiting into Aries, it's like, how can I take accountability for my actions and know that even though I was in unhealthy, toxic relationships, it's not all about the other person, you know? I played a part in it. Relationships are always a two-way street. And right now, it's about reflecting on what I can do better moving forward. So I was talking about how I was in that villain era, right? And now I feel like I'm experiencing being on the other side. I heard someone say before that the healthy one in a toxic relationship becomes a toxic one in a healthy relationship. And I felt that so hard because when I started engaging in healthier relationships, I started to see my own toxic tendencies. And in the beginning of my healing journey, when I was in that villain era, I feel like it was a lot about boosting my self-esteem, stepping into my power, empowering myself to see my worth. But I feel like it got to a point where it was still very much ego-based, pumping up my ego, being like, oh, I didn't deserve all the shit that I went through before, but I didn't see that I was still not trusting. And now I've experienced the other side where sometimes I was actually the one hurting other people because of my own unhealed issues. I wasn't letting myself be supported when other people were actually willing to support. I wasn't letting my walls down because my body was still afraid. And so much of the time, even now, I always say everyone is projecting, and I'm seeing how I was projecting my old experiences onto my new ones, even though they're with completely different people. You know how sometimes you go through life, and I feel like this is exactly what it means to get like triggered. How you meet certain people and they might remind you of a previous situation that you went through, but you don't realize that this is a completely new situation. Even though certain bits of it might remind you of something in the past, this person in front of you is not the same as the old person. And I think this is why I say that our mind always seeks to confirm what we believe, and why we talk about, how, like, why do we constantly attract the same kind of unhealthy partner? Why do we attract the same type of people, in friendships, in work environments? It's because we haven't healed that previous issue, and our mind is constantly believing that, oh, people are always going to treat us this way. We are unworthy of being loved. And then we seek out people that remind us of the people who hurt us in the past. So I'm really seeing how our brain works this way, and I've been rereading The Mountain Is You by Brianna West, and I read to you a bit of a passage in the previous episode. I feel like that book is really helping me understand my self-sabotage and how to take steps to step outside of my comfort zone. And so now I'm seeing relationships are always a two-way street. I'm seeing my part. But I'm also seeing that maybe I didn't feel safe because the other person couldn't foster an environment that made me feel safe. But it's also like I didn't speak up about it. I didn't give them a chance to have a conversation until it was too late, until at the end when it became unbearable for me and I ended up, hurting the other person beyond repair. But it's also maybe our shadows were both triggering each other and bringing out the worst in each other. So it's tough, relationships are so complicated. I feel like because there are so many moving parts, there's just so many projections from either party. But now, for myself, being on the side of hurt people, and me being the hurt person this time who hurt people, I'm learning how to move forward without shaming myself and without being too hard on myself. And this is definitely a challenge that I am very much still working through. My internal voices, the conditioning, wants to resort to shame and punishment so easily because this is a trauma response in my body, But the other part of my brain, I feel like the more logical side, knows that this was just my karma to experience, the things that I went through. And I can learn from my mistakes without beating myself up. And I think now being on this side is helping me learn balance and compassion. I'm seeing stepping into your power doesn't mean stepping on everyone else. Choosing yourself doesn't mean not choosing compassion. I think there's very much still a part of me that is overcoming pride and ego, and there's still that part of me that feels like it's hard to accept when not everyone will like me. I feel that this is very much a struggle. It must be like the ego, my Leo side, you know. And I'm seeing now that sometimes I will be the villain in someone else's story, and I need to accept that. That's okay. You know, I have villains in my story, so why can't I allow other people to have that? You know, this is like a conversation that I've been having with myself. It's like, why is it so hard for me to accept? And I think there's definitely a deeper layer of healing for me to unlock. And so far, what I think is I'm still overcoming the conditioning from my upbringing, especially with the religious trauma, and learning to accept that people can have different views than me. You know, we're not going to agree on everything. That's just not how life works. And it's okay to be in relationships with people who don't agree with me on everything, but we respect each other. And I think that's something that I haven't really seen before. Like, there hasn't been a good role model of that in my life. And I think that's why this is so unfamiliar to me. It's like uncharted territory. And I also feel like this is just like such a battle between, you know, my Pisces idealism and the Virgo perfectionism. You know, Pisces is over-idealizing. They want every relationship to be a certain way, to be romantic, to be poetic, you know? And I'm not even just talking about romantic relationships. I feel like Pisces romanticize like every type of relationship in their life, even if it's platonic. And the Virgo wants everything to be perfect. They want everything to go like as the vision they have in their head, as they planned. But that's not always possible. And I'm seeing my Venus in the seventh house. The seventh house is naturally ruled by Libra. I feel like Libra has this very, I'm seeing that it's almost like this very, it's like this controlling, restrictive tendency in their mind where they want everything to be in harmony and balanced all the time. But that's simply not possible. You know, I'm seeing how I want a happy ending for everything, but that's also not possible. And sometimes people come into our lives as a lesson, as karma for us. This is like my son in the eighth house speaking. And it can be a painful ending, but things happen the way that they're meant to. You know, life isn't always a fairy tale. And sometimes two people just can't meet each other where the other person is at. I'm seeing as certain relationships, friendships, the other person maybe was asking something of me when I simply did not have the capacity to give that at the time. And vice versa, you know, I may have been asking for something that the other person could not give me at that time either. And I feel like it's so, I can understand now, you know, like when you watch in the movies or like sometimes you hear about people's relationships and like one person is like, I just could not give you like what you wanted. And like, you know, we're like, look for the signs of like emotional unavailability. But sometimes, like, I was the emotionally unavailable one, you know, and I'm seeing that now. And it was unhealthy for both sides because it was out of alignment. We needed to let each other go. And I think this is the tough thing for me because it's like I'm learning to move forward without shaming myself, validating my own feelings. But I think it's this part of me that so much wants to see the other person as a good person. Like, I don't even really know what it is. I feel like this is the struggle in my mind where I am still kind of justifying the other person's actions, or I'm like, oh, I know that they did this because they were hurt. You know, I feel like it's this like over compassionate side of me that turns into something unhealthy. And yeah, I'm seeing certain relationships. It was unhealthy for both sides. It was out of alignment. We needed to let each other go. And I think one thing that angered me in the past was whenever I felt trapped in certain relationships and I felt like I couldn't leave. And now it's like there's been certain people that I've let go of and I no longer want them in my life because I know it wasn't good for me, but it still feels sad. You know, at one point the relationship was serving me. We did experience good, happy times at one point. And that's why I've been really saying or like thinking to myself lately how with healing, comes grieving. And I actually wrote something that I shared on my new Instagram account at Divine Healing Circle. I started a new account where I decided just to share all my Pisces melancholy thoughts and feelings. So go check it out on Instagram if you want more deep thoughts. But I'll read you this post that I wrote. And it says, "With healing comes grieving. We realize we will never be the same again. Our old self is gone. And no matter how much we want to go back to that version of ourselves, it's not there. Yes, we're better for it, but it's still a grieving process. The things we used to enjoy aren't as enjoyable to us anymore. The people we used to laugh with start to feel distant. What motivated us in the past doesn't feel aligned anymore." And I very much feel like I'm going through this process of grieving, especially since this year is my 8th house perfection year in the sign of Pisces. I feel like this is very much the theme. And I can also see kind of like how this is all coming up for me, because in the past, when certain relationships ended, I don't think I fully allowed myself to grieve because my ego was still in that state of protection. I was still caught up in the cycle of anger, not truly allowing myself to process it yet. And lo and behold, in my 8th house year, I feel like it's all coming up. You know, when it rains, it pours. Life just feels rough right now with all the retrogrades in the sky. What are there, like 7 retrogrades right now? It's wild times this year. But hang in there and remember that you are never alone. Thank you so much for spending this time with me on Glow Radio. Your support truly means the world to me. If you enjoyed this episode, definitely share it on your stories. Tag me so I can reshare it. And if you're a real one, go leave a review on iTunes or Spotify. I'll catch you guys in the next episode. Lots of love.